Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Today we're going to be talking about my top five rookie wide receivers ahead of the NFL Combine. Just kind of want to get into the weeds a little bit on some of these guys, kind of get a good foundation for where we're going to stand on some of these players. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get right into it. First up, it's going to be Jackson Smith-Njigba for me. I know there's some concerns with him, especially with this year. He didn't really play this year. He played the first couple of games of the season, and then he pretty much missed the rest of the year with an injury. I personally think it was a business decision. You can feel however you want about that, but I felt like he pretty much showed everything he needed to in his sophomore season, whenever he was playing, and outproduced guys like Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. So when you look at JSN, 6'1", 200 pounds, he only played 60 snaps in 2022. But in 2021, he had 95 receptions on 112 targets for 1,595 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns. Heading into this year, he was kind of people's unquestioned number one wide receiver, but he didn't really play this year, and somehow people are holding it against him. And I've seen people have him all the way down at wide receiver 6, 7, 8, and sometimes I think that's just people trying to be hot. But for the most part, he's kind of anywhere from 1 to 5 for most people. But it's pretty clear, I think, what he brings to the table. I mean, if you look at his 2021 season, he was first in yards per route run in 2021. And yes, that is better than guys that came out in last year's class. He was 15th in yards after the catch per reception. He had a 9.3 average depth of target, 12th in missed tackles forced, and he had a 2.9 receiving yards per team pass attempt, which was second among all wide receivers. This is a very good number. Really, we look at anything over a 2.5 as being good. 2.9 is excellent. And so, you know, there's not a lot of concerns with him. Even in deep targets, he had 18 deep targets, 13 receptions, and 424 deep yards. There has been some reports that he may fall into the second round. I don't think that's going to happen. He's one of the most polished wide receivers in this class. He played a ton in the slot, 88% of the slot snaps for him. He played next to guys who were first-round picks in this past year's draft, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, and he outproduced both of them. And, you know, take this for whatever it's worth, but Garrett Wilson and Olave were both asked who they thought the better wide receiver between the trio were, and they both answered JSN. And so I just think that he is the real deal. I don't care about what happened this year. I don't care that he decided he didn't want to play. I think it was smart. He knew he was headed to the NFL. And, you know, for most people, he was the number one wide receiver. I'm not going to knock him because he didn't play this year. So JSN is my number one wide receiver right now. Next up, we have Jordan Addison from USC. He obviously transferred from Pitt, 6'1", 175, great breakout age of 18.6. In 2022, he recorded either a touchdown or 100-yard receiving in his 6 of his first 7 games. Then he suffered ankle injury and missed 2 games. Now, there's going to be a lot of knock against him because of his size, but I think we've seen enough here with smaller wide receivers that just because they're small, you know, it doesn't really correlate to NFL success. We have seen wide receivers like Jaylen Waddle, Devonta Smith, Hollywood Brown, and Jahan Dotson of last year find success in the NFL playing, you know, at a much smaller size. So I'm not really worried about that with Jordan Addison. And you're going to find a lot of these wide receivers in this class are on the smaller side. I do not really care. But last year in 11 games, 59 receptions, 875 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns. He did play 20% in the slot. Now, if you go back and look at his days at Pitt, 2021, he played in 14 games, had 100 receptions on 144 targets, 1,593 receiving yards, 17 touchdowns. He was 23rd in yard per out run and 64th in yards after the catch per reception with a 26.8% target share, and he played 54.8% of the snaps from the slot. If you look at him this year, he was still pretty good. 2.78 yards per route run, 10.7 average depth of target, 9 deep catches, 370 receiving yards. Now, just looking at the wide receiver, he is an excellent route runner. It automatically pops up anytime you watch any games that he played in. Quick twitch wide receiver, constantly gets open underneath and works the middle of the field like a savant is what I have on my notes here from watching him. Now, some cons, he lacks some physicality in his game. He gets jammed at time when he meets press. Was manufactured touches at USC. 23 of his 59 receptions came on screens, and he doesn't really possess elite speed, but I think that's fine. I think he is somebody that could play on the inside or outside at the next level. Somebody that I think that a lot of people comp to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I feel like it's a little lazy, mainly because, you know, they obviously both came from USC. But regardless, I think he could be a next level weapon as a slot wide receiver on the next level. And a lot of people have him as their number one wide receiver. I have him at number two. I think he is going to be a great wide receiver. I'm not worried about his size whatsoever. We saw him at Pitt be an absolute dominant alpha wide receiver with Kenny Pickett at quarterback. So Jordan Addison, I think, is locked in. Number two wide receiver. Very safe wide receiver at the next level. Next up, I think, is we're going to get to a little bit more in the weeds with some of these guys. Quentin Johnson, though, for me, I can have all the way at one, but I have him at three because there are some red flags with him. 6'4", 215 pounds, a 31% college dominator, 18.5 yards per reception, and a 25% college target share while he was at TCU. Now, this year, he played in 13 games, 60 catches on 96 targets for 1,069 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. But his advanced metrics were very good. He was 10th in yards per route run, 11th in yards after the catch per reception, and 3rd in receiving yards per team pass attempt this season with 2.7. He also had 10 deep catches for 427 deep yards. He's a prototypical X wide receiver, flashing the ability to be an absolute dominant number one wide receiver. He also broke out as a true freshman at TCU. Listen, when you turn on the tape of this guy, he has some of the best tape you will see of anybody in this entire class. He makes highlight contested catches, something that you would see, like, makes you think of Randy Moss type of things that he's able to do with the football. He has yak upside. He's dynamic after the catch. He absolutely could be dominant at times, but that is the absolute key word there, at times. And that is the one thing you're going to consistently hear people talk about when they talk about Quentin Johnson. He suffers from mental drops at times, and he just kind of disappears from games. It is super frustrating to watch because you see this at all the traits that you want to see. Big, physical wide receiver, very athletic. I think he's going to surprise some people with how well he runs at the combine. I think he could be a 4.4 guy, which is impressive for a 6'4", 215-pound wide receiver. I think he is going to wow a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to shoot him up draft boards because of it. But I still think if you watch him, you see a lot of really positive things. But a lot of stuff I see people knocking him is because he played in the Big 12, you know, and the wide receivers that we've seen previously come from there, especially from TCU. I'm looking at you, Jalen Reagor, and Josh Doxson. Both those guys are absolute busts at the NFL level. But I just think that's unfair. Like, we have to stop doing that just because a player came from a certain team. I mean, obviously, you know, things have changed. We don't have the same head coach as when Josh Doxson was playing at TCU. Like, it's just lazy, lazy analysis. Yes, there are red flags with Quentin Johnson, absolutely. But the ceiling is absolutely there. This dude could absolutely be a baller at the next level. I think you see some Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas in his game. He could be an absolute wide receiver one, but there's also the chance that he could be a bust. Right now, I think he is an easy lock for me at number three. I could have him only at one, but right now, I just feel a little bit better about JSN and Jordan Addison. So let's keep it moving here. Let's talk about Zay Flowers, who has been absolutely skyrocketing up people's boards. 5'11", 178. He had a 46.7% college dominator, which is 93rd percentile. He also had a breakout age of 20, which is 63rd percentile. Not great, not bad. In 12 games, 78 receptions, 130 targets, 1,077 receiving yards, 12 touchdowns, and a 29% target share in that offense. Listen, his short area quickness is absolutely electric to watch. He has excellent burst, decent top-end speed. Excellent route runner. He might be the most polished route runner in this entire class. He profiles kind of like a slot wide receiver, but I do think he can play on the outside as well. He's similar in certain ways to guys like Tank Dell and Josh Downs. Other people, you know, who other people like, especially Josh Downs. A lot of people have him inside their top five, but Zay Flowers is an absolute joy to watch play football. The moves that man is able to make on a football field is not fair. And so, you know, he kind of reminds you almost a little bit of like what Kadarius Toney can do. I know people are going to hear that and not really like that name because there's a lot of not people that don't like Kadarius Toney. But just watching him and his ability to start, stop, make people miss is absolutely electric. I've seen people comp him to Antonio Brown. I think that's a little bit high. We're talking about a Hall of Fame wide receiver there. But Zay Flowers is an absolute dog and somebody that I absolutely love. I think he has a shot to be a first round pick, could be a late first round pick, somebody who's going to fly up draft boards and continue to move up. So I do like Zay Flowers. I think he is somebody that definitely should be on your radar in terms of rookie draft. Definitely could have him a little bit higher. I've seen people have Zay Flowers even higher than what I do, but I feel pretty confident having him at wide receiver number 4. Next up, we have Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee, 6 foot, 180. 67 receptions this past year, 89 targets. He was the Biletnikoff Award winner, 1,267 receiving yards, 15 touchdowns, and 18.9 yards per reception. Now, this year, he was also pretty efficient. He was 6th in yards per route run, 49th in yards after the catch per reception, and a really healthy 14.1 average depth of target. Now, I will say he did not have a good receiving yards per team pass attempt with only 2.2. Like I said, 2.5 is good. Anything below that is not great. So 2.2 is not very good, but he was an excellent vertical threat. 13 deep catches this year, 633 deep yards, which was 2nd, 3 contested catches. He also possessed 32% market share of the team receiving yards and 42.8% of the touchdowns for Tennessee this year. He is an absolute burner, vertical threat, easy acceleration, great burst off the line. Problem is, he does lack creativity after the catch at times, not the most polished route runner, and he came from a very fluky offense in Tennessee. A lot of people have comped him to Will Fuller. I don't know if that is the best comp. I know they're both very similar in their deep threat ability. Now, I've seen people think that it's absolutely ridiculous to believe he can go in the first round. I do not. NFL teams love speed, and it's something that you see these teams overvalue speed all the time. Look at the Chiefs when they drafted Mecole Hardman, who was an absolute nobody. Nobody was on Mecole Hardman whatsoever, and the Chiefs drafted him in the 2nd round. Was it a smart pick? I'm not saying that, but teams absolutely adore speed, and his speed is something you cannot teach. He is absolutely, there's just not a cornerback that you saw, and he did it against Alabama. He absolutely dogged them, embarrassed them in that game against Alabama. He showed well against Georgia as well. Saw him go against the SEC competition, the guys who are going to be playing on Sundays in the future, and he did very well. But the problem is the offense that he came from was very fluky with Josh Heupel. And we really only have 1 year of production for Jalin Hyatt. So those are going to be the flaws for him. But I think NFL teams are going to fall in love with his speed because what he's able to do, that vertical threat opens everything up underneath, is what NFL teams are going to be looking for in a guy like Jalin Hyatt. Don't be surprised if he runs in the 4.2s. I think it's definitely in the range of possibility for him. His speed is special. Now, listen, I could have some other guys up here really quickly. Let's talk about some other guys like Josh Downs, who profiles very much as a slot wide receiver, 5'10", 175, had 1,300 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns at North Carolina in 2021. In 2022, he topped that off with 94 catches for 1,029 yards and 11 touchdowns. He wasn't very efficient whatsoever, but he is great at getting separation underneath, which is going to be a very good slot wide receiver. But right now, I have him at 6. And then I think the other guy is Kayshon Boutte that I could go all over the place with. I really wanted to get him inside my top 5. I think the ceiling is absolutely there for somebody like him, but it just felt like he didn't even care this year. Like, he didn't want to play. He did play this year, 11 games, 48 receptions, 538 receiving yards, and only 2 touchdowns. If you look at his tape at his freshman and sophomore years, he looks like a completely different player than what he was this year. It seemed like a very lack of a motivation, like he didn't really want to be there. Whatever, which is weird because he said he was going to come back and then he changed his mind. So Kayshon Boutte, I think he's the guy that I could end up seeing myself move up higher, move up lower. I think he's kind of all over the place for me. But I think guys like him is somebody that could definitely change. I think you also have guys like Cedric Tillman, Rashee Rice, Parker Washington, Michael Wilson, Marvin Mims are all players that we'll definitely be getting into. But I really just wanted to kind of hit on my top five. I think those are kind of some of the safer options. So let me know in the comment section below what I get wrong. Which guy do you hate? Which guy do you love? Who should I have in my top five? Who do you have in your top five right now? Like I said, the NFL Combine starts here next week. I'm excited to get into that because that's going to kind of fill in some of these gaps for this. And then we'll kind of go back through this. Who are some of our favorite, you know, wide receivers heading into the NFL draft in April? So we're getting very close. It is prospect season, ladies and gentlemen. So again, appreciate everybody checking it out. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.